little bit before the middle of the Yomid. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kahanim, Ulevim, V'Yisraelim, Ma'akvenes HaKol. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ma'akvenes HaKol, Im Eim Maimed Mikulon V'Rishalayim. So Rashi learns Pshat, that Rav Yehuda Mishmuel is speaking about the Maimed. The Maimed has to be made up of Kulam. Im Eim Maimed Mikulon V'Rishalayim. And Rashi says that's Pshat in the Mishnah, Kedisnan. Al kol mishmor, every mishmor, the rechov dalad mishmori, or your maimed birishalayim, shall kahanim, levim, be Yisraelim. It was a maimed of kahanim, levim, Yisraelim. Why do you need kahanim, levim, Yisraelim? Even the kulu bailim, since all of them are bailim, meaning the levi kulu al gabi avoid it, so we need kahanim, levim, be Yisraelim, should be by the Maimed. So Rashi, this is like Rashi Daf Tesvova Medbeis. Rashi Daf Tesvova Medbeis said the same thing. Rashi said, Anshei Maimed. So Rashi says, Echad Kehanim Ulevim V'Yisraelim Hakvuyim V'Oimdim V'Mispalulim Alkol Ben Acheyem Yiskabel L'Rotzen V'Oimdim L'Shom B'Shas Avoidim. So Rashi learned that the Maimed alone was made up of the three segments of Kahanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. And he's telling us that's Ma'akiv the Kolben, or Kaponim Bachs and the other Sefshat. Ma'akiv doesn't mean could be if it was done without it, the Kolben is possible, but as Ma'akiv, there wouldn't be Ma'akiv the Kolben if they're not here. They waited for them. And the Chiddush is, but you need all these three. The Gemara Sari wants to say that's the Ritva lunch pshat, that there's no such thing that the Maimed was of Kahanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. First of all, Tainus and Lomdus, he says you need it from each Shevet, there should be a Maimed. You need that there should be a Shliach of Klal Yisrael. So you need Kahanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim, just like you don't need for each Shevet. So someone from Shevet Binyamin is a shliach from Shevet Yisrael also. So Mamela, so you could have here, you could have Yisraelim shliach for Kahanim. That could be based on it. Could be Rashi held. There's a difference between Shvatim and Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. This is a bezunder kedusha. Shvatim take Zvulun and Binyamin take that's Yisraelim. So you don't need from each Shevet to be Oymed. But could be Kahanim and Levim are a different sug kedusha. This kedusha is Kahune, kedusha is Levi, kedusha is Yisrael. It's a different sug in Ganson. He learns that Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Makrim, Esakobin, that means Yisraelim for the Maimed, and Kahanim for the Avoida, and Levim for the Shira. That's how the Gula Sari learns Pshat. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Makrim, Esakobin, you need all these three, Yisraelim. And he asks, why couldn't you have the Kahanim, why, he says, the Kahanim that were doing the Avoida, and the Levim that were Meshayrim, since they're actively participating in the Hakrovis HaKolben, so you can't use them as Oivdim and Bailam at the same time. You needed others to stand there as Bailam. And why do you need the Yisraelim to come? Yechayre, you could have the Kahanim from that Mishma that we're not doing the Avoida that day, that Pesach. He says, Eina Chanami, he could have used them also. He could have them also if they weren't busy doing the Avoida. I mean, there was always the Kahanim of that Mishma, not permitted to drink wine, they might be needed for the Avoida also. So therefore, the Yisraelim. That's how the Gvuras Ari learns Pshat. Let us go a little further. The Masnise Tone, Rab Shimon ben Elozar Omer, Kahanim ulevim uklishir ma'akvenes akol. So the Gvura Sari brings a riot himself. He says, where did the Israelim disappear to? It's fakert. He means Kahanim ulevim, he could use them also for the Maimed also. There's no problem. He could use them for the Maimed. That's what the Gvura Sari says. The Emerson, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, in this fast Emerson brings down a Tosefta, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Toni Rab Shimon ben Elozer, Yisroel v'kaihanim alevim eklishir ma'akvin es hakobim. So he did not say Yisroel, some amelus, some say no kasha. So he's just moisir klishir. So Rab Shimon Elozer is saying that there are four things which are ma'akiv the kobim, is moisir klishir. Bamaika miflagi, mar sova ikir shira bepe, or mar sova ikir shira bekli. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Uchlishir ma'akvinesa kolm, plukta bishili mesecha suke be'elchen mefureshes. Ikir shira bepe, Rav Yehuda Meshmuel zikir shira bepe, uchli lipsume kola ba'alme. The kli is only to be mevasim the kolm. V'kivin de'ikah leviim lo ma'akev mishum kli shir. So since the leviim already, so therefore it's not ma'akev, so therefore Ab Yehuda and Shmuel did not have to mention kli shir because there are leviim. Tuv Yehama was ma'ira l'chayra, according to Rashi l'shitosa, we are not speaking about the leviim ha'mishayrim. We're speaking about the leviim and the maimit. Bishlam, according to the Gvura Sari, so we're speaking about Yisrael are the Anshei Maimed. Kahanim are the Oivdim. The Levim are the Meshayrim. So then it's very good. So Rashi says, so Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said, that's all what you need. You need Kahanim, Oivdim, Levim, Meshayrim, and Yisrael b'mamodim. That's what you need. You don't need more than that. You don't need Klishir, because the Ikashir is Bepeh. But according to Rashi said, Rav Yehuda Meshmul is speaking how the maimed has to be. Ma'akvin has a kolben in main maimed mikulam b'Yerushalayim. You need a maimed of all them. I'll call mishmo yimayim b'Yerushalayim shal kahanim levim v'Yisraelim. So who's speaking about the levim ha'mesheirim? I mean, Rashi says you don't. So it seems that al kaponim afil according to Rashi kahanim levim is also Kailu the Kahanim Ha'oivdim and the Levim the Meshayrim. You need Kahanim or Levim for the Avodah and for the Shira and also for the Maimit. That's Pshat and Rav Yehuda Meshmu. So Rashi says, so therefore it is not necessary to mention the anything else that you need for the Klish, for the Shira, because you have the Levim. And Rabbi Shimon Elozer holds Iker Shira Bekli Oviv V'chein B'Perik Hacholo. Let us see Taisvitz. Mar Sova Iker Shira Bepeh Ulekach Hakol Kshedim Afilu Psulim Afilu Mamzerim Loimer Shira Lehavi Ela Bepeh Amand Oma Ike Shira Bekli Im Kainzah Shia Kahanim Elevim Dokli Zema Oya Kodesh. Now, this Taisvis is a very, very Shvera Taisvis. There's a few ways how to learn Pshat and Taisvis, but let us first mention the Marsho, a very Mechudishdike Marsho, which the Achroinim are taina on the Marsho, but the Marsho says a very interesting pshat in Taisvis as follows. The Marsho, according to Marsho, comes out a few things are misyashiv. The Rehitis Loshen HaTaisvis is, if you hold Iker Shire is Bepeh, so Psulim and Mamzerim are also kosher. Yodike Shiras Bekli, you need Kahanim or Leviim because the Kli was a Kli Kodesh. That's the Ivre in Taisvis. Now, how does this come in? Tavazay Taisvis is not telling us halachas. Yodike Shir Bepeh, so Psulam Agod, Yodike Shir Bekli, you need Kahanim. But how does this come into the Mesechta Stein, the Staff of Zion? So the Masha says something very interesting. Masha says as follows. Vatzaloima, the lahochi leman di oma iker shir bepe, nokad Yisraelim. Taisvis had this kasha, which we mentioned before the Gvur Sari asked the kasha, the Taisvis had a kasha, why did Rav Shimon Elozer not mention Yisraelim? They said this kasha, about the Maisa. The Gemara says the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Mashmul, Rabbi Shimon Elozer is, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Ikashira Bepe. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, Ikashira is Bekli. Fine, that's neither Kli Shira. But we see there's another difference. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul speaks about Yisraelim, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer does not speak about Yisraelim. He mentions Kli Shira. So the Marsha says that Taisvis, that Kasha Bada Taisvis, the Lahochi. So he says, and that is what Taisvis is saying, the Lahochi Laman de Yoma Ike Shira Bepe, Nokad Yisraelim, Bafilu Mamzeirim Ksheirim Lashir. Avalaman de Yoma Ike Shira Bekli, Loi Nokad Yisraelim, the boy Kahanim Olevim. So now let us see Taisvis Nachamu, the way the Marsha says Pshat and Taisvis. It comes up with the Marsha says, it's a very mechudish tikka pshat in Taisus. Taisus is saying as follows. Taisus had this kasha, which we mentioned before. Why did Rav Shimon ben Elozer not mention Yisraelim? And when Rav Yehuda did mention. So the Marsha learns pshat, Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Rav Shimon ben Elozer are not speaking about the maimed, the way Rashi learned pshat, that they're speaking what the maimed has to be. Not at all speaking about the maimed. We'll finish with my modus now. We're speaking about the din shir. What is ma'akiv in the kol? In the processes of avodah, you have hakrove and you have shire. So, who do you need that the shir is ma'akiv in the avodah? Who do you need to be able to do this? To make the shir. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Kahanim Uleviim v'Yisrael Ma'akvim Esakom. That means in the Ma'akvim Esakom, which means the Hakrov Esakom, and the Shira, which is said b'shas Nisach Hayayin, in the Ma'akvim Esakobin, who are eligible to make sure that it becomes Niskasha? Kahanim, that's for the Hakrov Esakom. Uleviim v'Yisraelim, they're eligible for the Shiras HaKol. That's the not, so we're not speaking about Maimed, we're speaking about the Shir that is a Chelik of the Kolben. Who could be Memale this Chiyuv? So Rav Yehuda Mashmul said, Kahanin, that's for the Avodah, Uleviim v'Yisraelim for the Shira. Or Kahanim is also good for the Shira. And Rav Shimon ben Elozer said, no, Kahanim Uleviim v'Kli Shir. So now let's see the Taisus. So the Taisus flows beautifully. Ma'asav ikashira b'peh, Rav Yehuda Mishmoz ikashira b'peh, Ule kach hakel k'sheirim. That's why everyone is kosh, afilu psulam, afilu mamzeirim, because leima shire delehavi ele b'peh. So Taisus says a small, which is difficult to understand, but let's just say the words in Taisus, since it's only b'peh. So you don't need any special yichus to say the shire. So afilu Yisrael is also kosher. So Taisus tells in afilu mamzer and other psulim are also kosher, because you don't need kedushas leviye or kedushas kohune for shire. So that's why he said, it kahanim leviim Yisraelim are sufficient. Uleman the yoma ika shira bekli. But Rav Shimon ben Elozer that all zikah shira bekli im kain tzarshi kahanim o levim. That's what doesn't mention Yisraelim. The kli zemer hayakodesh. The kli zemer was kodesh. It's a kli shoris. If it's a kli shoris, so it's an avodah. So you need all kahanim o levim. That's how the Marsha learns pshat in Taisus. Agavulche, the Gvur Sari wants to be meisiv. So the Kli Zemer is Kodesh, so what's the difference if you hold Ika Shira Bekli or Ika Shira Bepeh? So he says it's totally Habaho. If Ika Shira Bekli, so Memela, so that's a Chelik of the Avodah. So then the Kli Zemer to be a Kli Shara, so then it was Kodesh, and then you can't have a Yisrael to play with it. to be mesheira with it. If the ika shira is bepeh, so then the kli zema, which was only made lipsumi kolo, wasn't a kli shara, so then anyone could use it. That's how the Marsha learns Pshat and Taisus. Now the achroinim shchai chai v'kaim on the Marsha, chas v'sholom, the Rishash, the other achroinim, they say it's not like that. That what the Marsha is saying, that if you hold Ika Shira Bepeh, Afila Yisrael is good, Afila Apostle is good, Afila Mamza is good, it's zichah not like that, it's mavur all over. If you hold Ika Shira Bepeh, so you need Davka Levim to make the Shira. If you hold Ika Shira Bepeh, so then the Kli Shor, the Kli Zemer, which only Lipsume Kola, that could be with Mamzeirim Mpsulim, because Ika Shira is Bepeh. If you hold Ika Shira Bekeli, so then the Kli Zemer has to be with Levim. So the Rishash, the others want to make a Grais in Taisvis, and now the Taisvis is gone under the Taisvis. Mar Sova Ika Shira Bepeh. So now Taisvis is not saying Pshat in the Barais, the Taisvis is saying Azaitika Haloche. Ulekach, if you hold Ika Shira Bepeh, Ulekach Hakel Psherim, if Ika Shira is Bepeh, Hakel Psherim, Afilu Psulim, Afilu Mamzeirim, Lizamer, not Loima, Lizamer Shira. If Ika Shira is Bepeh, so the Lizamer is going on the Kli Shir. So if Ika Shira is Bepeh, so that's only Lipsume Kole, so then Psulim and Mamzeirim are also kosher Lizamer Shira. The Gemara Taka says like that. The Gemara says, if you hold Ika Shira Bepeh, they used to have Avodim Knanim that were playing. So Mamela, so that's very, so they used to sing as Ayta Kaloche. The Afilu Mamzeirim, Lizamer. The Shira, the Lizamer, would be better. The Gemara says, the Shira Lai Havi Yala Bepeh, while the Ika Shira is Bepeh. That would be, if you want to make a guy, so that would be Mamish what they're saying. Olaman da Oma Ika Shira Bekli, and Kainzer Shikahanim Elevim Dakli Zemer Haya Kodesh. So Tais is saying Azayte Kizach, which has nothing to do with the sugya comes out, but it's Tais is just saying that there's such an afkamina. They bring to Mishailas a Chuvis Beis Yitzhak that he says the second half of Tais is also very not poshit, because the Kahanim were not permitted to play the cliche either. Shish Kahanim Oy Levim. He couldn't use Shehu Kahanim Elevim. The Kahanim were not permitted to play the Kli Shir, if you'll be Kashir B'Kli. So he says, Pshat Shehu Kahanim Ulevim. There were Chatzaitzres, and there were other Kli Shir. The Chatzaitzres were only with Kahanim. And the other Kli Shir were with Levim. So that's Ulaman Dome Ikashir B'Kli, and came so Shehu Kahanim Ulevim. Need Kahanim for the Chatzaitzres and the Levim for the Shakli Shir, the Kli Zemer or your Kodesh. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chome Bar Gurye, Omar Rav, Moshe Tikelam Li Yisrael Shmoina Mishmores. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin for Klal Yisrael 8 Mishmores. And this is Gemara Gmidolo, Rashi says, Arbo Meyalozo, Betalid me isom. Bo Shmuel came later, Vehemidon al Sheish Esre. So he added 4 more Mishmores to Loza, 4 more to Isomo. So Mamela, now we have 16. Bo David, Vehemidon al Esrim Barbo, and David went and made 24 Mishmores. That means we had 8 and 8, so now he made he added 4 to each mishmar, so we have 12 and 12. That's why we have 24. Shenema vishnas arvoim lamalchus David nidroshu. They were sought by yimotzivem gibore chayl b'yaz agilo. So this is speaking about the things that David the Malchus masakin, and it seems in this capital it's also telling us about the mishmaris that David the Malchus was masakin. We learned Abarais and Moshe Tikelam Yisrael Shmoina Mishmores. Good, that's what you said. 4 and 4. אבא מלוזו ואבא מיסומו, בו דוד ושמו ועמידום על 24, דוד ושמו made it 24. דוד ושמו made it 24. So, not the way you said. You said it went into two steps. That Shmuel made it into 16 and David made it into 24. No, but David is Shmuel ben Midom al Esrim ba'arba. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Heimo Yisad David u'Shmuel haroye ben Munosom. David is Shmuel ben Miyasid, these are the 24 Mishmores. So the Gemara answers no, Hochi koma, mi Yisoidoi, של דוד ושמול הרמוסי המידום על 24. From the Yisoid came out 24. Let us see Rashi. Rashi 4, מי אלוזו, מי בונוב של אלוזו, שעושה מהם דלת משמורס, ודמורי גם עלו. דמור says, it says, הימו יישא דוד ושמול הרוי במונוסו, מוטיופת את רב חומר. The Omar Rav Chomet said Shmuel Hamidom Al Yudvot. Shmuel made there was different stages. Shmuel made 8 and 8. The David Hamidom Al Chov Dalit. Doshamine Mino. Here it says the Tavayu Bahadi Adodi Tikninu. That both of them made it together. Heimo Yisad David Shmuel. They both made it. And for the Gemara, now Rashi is a different girsa than we hear. So Rashi's gears is, the first gears is, mi yisoidoi, hochi kama. So Abba our gears is, mi yisoidoi shal David shmuel haramosi. And Rashi's gears is, mi yisoidoi shal shmuel haramosi, shem midam al yudvot, bo David ve midam al chavdalet. That means not, it wasn't a his yastas mishutefes from Shmuel and David. No, first Shmuel made 16, and then David made it 24. Isvarim shekosabem b'yisoidei so Shmuel and David, it's also better than Nagirse, hemidam al chavdalet. From Shmuel and David came out for chavdalet, kloima, shneim hayilu b'dovo. To both of them came out chavdalet. Shmuel hemidam hayidvot, David al chavdalet. Tanya Idoch, we learned a different Bereise. Moshe Tikalam Li Yisrael Sheish Esrei Mishmoreis. Oh, Toshtei Shanit Virab Chome Barguriem. Here it says, Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 and 8. Shmoyne Me Elozo, Shmoyne Me Yisomo. Sherobu B'nei Elozo, B'nei Yisomo. And when the B'nei Elozo became more than the B'nei Yisomo, Cholkum behemidum al esrim va'alba. So then David divided them again. We'll see. Shenemar the al esrim va'alba. Shenemar vayimotzu. They found b'nei elozo rabim l'roshei hagvorim. That means in the count, when they counted them, there were more people in front of b'nei elozo. Min b'nei yisomo, ve'yichalkum l'v'nei elozo, roshim l'beis ovois shisha oso. So they made from the b'nei elozo 16. That means, so that we're learning now, like this Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 and 8. Now David made, from the 8 of elozo, he doubled it, so he made that 16. Livnei Isoma, Leveis Avoisam Shmoine, and Isoma, Lachera, remained 8. They remained 8. So that's 16 and 8 is 24. At the bottom, this is not like Rav Chome. First of all, we see that the first thing is not like Rav Chome. That's what I was going to ask soon. That we see that Rav Chome said David, that Moshe Rabbeinu made 4 and 4. Here it says Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 and 8. Vahima, then it says another pasuk, base of echod ochud la ochuz la lozo, v'ochuz ochuz li soma. We'll see exactly the taich what this means, but the pasuk means as follows. The pasuk means that Elazar, they added on another unit, and Isamar remained what the unit that Isamar had remained to what it was before. That is Pshat. They added on Ochus Echod, another unit, and the Ochus that was before that remained by Isamar. Like the Gemara Maiva Omer, why do you need to bring two psukim to this? B'chi teime, maybe you'll say ki heiche de nefishi b'nei Elazar, or chanami de nefishi b'nei Isamar. Maybe you'll say, just like the b'nei Elazar multiplied, and therefore, they made from them from 8 to 16, or chanami de nefishi b'nei Isamar, shmoina, mi'ikor abohave. That means we'll say, that the Bnei Isomo before were four, and they also multiplied, but not as much as the Bnei Elazar. So the Bnei Isomo became eight, and the Bnei Elazar became 16. That's what you'll say. And he's not saying that. He's saying that nothing happened to the Bnei Isomo. The Bnei Isomo remained the way they were before. Tashma, it means a posik take. Base of Echad Ochus Lelozo. That means and one unit was added on to Elozo. That means they doubled the Bate Oves by Elozo. The Ochus Lisomo. And the unit which was by Isomo remained by Isomo. So that's this Yesod that Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 and 8. And then an Elozo doubled and became 16 and 8. Al koponim tiyufte deravchome barguye. About the tiyufte ravchome barguye. Ravchome barguye said that Moshe Rabbeinu made 4 and 4, and then Shmuel made 8 and 8, and then David made later 24. Amar lecha ravchome barguye tanoi. The machlokes tanoi. Tak, if Moshe Rabbeinu made 4 or 4, or he made 8 and 8, you're right, this time the whole team made 8 and 8. Ano da omri ki haitane da omo shmoine. But there was a baraisa that the time when we asked before from, we had Meisve, we asked Akashem, Meisve, Moshe Tikal Mamisro, Shmoina Mishmois, Abomi Lozva, Abomi Soma. So this Baraisa says, Klo, that Moshe Rabbeinu made 4 and 4. So I hold like this time. That's the Teretz of Abchava Baguya. Now let us see Rashi. Vayimotsu Bnei Elozo Rabim, Leroshi Hagvorim, Bibnei Isama, the Bnei Elozo multiplied much more than the Bnei Isama, but Yechalku Bnei Elozo, so they divided Bnei Elozo, Roshim Lebeis Avoisom, Shisha also, so they divided them into 16. Bnei Isama, Roshim Lebeis Avoisom, Shmoine, they were 8. For Oimel, Beis Av Echad, Ochuz Lelozo, one base of was added on to Lozo. The Ochos, Ochos Lisoma, and that which was by Isoma, that remained by Isoma. So now Rashi explains. Vayimotsu b'nei Elozo rabim l'roshe ha'gvorim. Kloima. Roshe ha'gvorim shol b'nei Elozo ha'yi rabim me Isoma. There were more people by the b'nei Elozo than by the b'nei Isoma. Bahai vayimotsu mashme, they found the koydim lochein ayikuyim, before they were the same. That was Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu saying now they were 8 and 8. Ba'akshe vayimotsu, but now they saw that the Bnei Elozo, multiplied. Ba'akshe vayisifu aleihem vayichalkum liyudvot. Now the Menachem Eshev Nefesh puts 2 dots over here, makes a new Dibur HaMasrul, and this is going on the Posik base of Echad Ochuz Lelozo, the Ochuz Ochuz Leisama. And Rashi is going to explain how this works. Let's chat in the Posik. Beis-ov, echod, ochus, lo-lo-so. That's the pasuk. So now he adds on, nochamo beis-ov. Beis-ov, shahoyo mitchile. The beis-ov that was there previously, lo-lo-so. The hainu ches. It was then ches bote ovis. Ochus, echod, begoyro. Now Rashi is saying that Echod Ochuz is, the pasuk says Echod Ochuz, but it means Ochuz Echod. Another unit was added on, that means it was eight before. Ochuz Echod, another unit, Begoyru, they picked out through a Goyru. Taino Namiches, so that's another eight. Abeluhu, Yudvot. So altogether there were 16 by the Bnei Elosa. Ochuz, ochuz liisoma. Mashai mitchila, ochuz liisoma. The units which were by isoma, achuzimata kevatchila, they're still the same. Shlei hirbu aleihem shum beisol. He didn't add on to isoma. Mai va'oima. So he says, v'chitaim, maybe you'll say, mikora havidalad lalozo vidalad liisoma. That they both started off with Dalit and Dalit. Like we had in the beginning from Rabbi Chom, Barguya. The Chiyechid in the Fishi, B'nei Elozo, just like the B'nei Elozo multiplied, Ochanami in the Fishi, B'nei Esoma. Umiyu B'nei Elozo in the Fishi Tvei, they multiplied more. The Lesoma, Lekimnu, El Alches. Because the Somo ended up only with eight, the laws of Al-Yidvo, but that's what you're going to say. Toshmav, Ochus, Ochus, Li Somo, Al-Mekid, the Kaime, Kaime, that they never changed. But the Somo always remained. Now, so the Somo was always eight. Toshmami, no, the Moshe, Tikim, Lehem. So from this Baraisa, we see the Moshe was Mesakin, Yudvo, 16. Ches mizeh v'ches mizeh v'kashel Rav Chomed Oma Dalet v'dalet v'ho dekosav la'er lo b'shnas aboim heimo yisad b'mashay sifo leim atchav dalet mishtoi. That means they're saying that David and Shmuel were miyasid. Yeah, they added on from the 16, they made 24. Avol Moshe tikam lehem yudvov mishmores. The Gemara says, "Tanoi the iketan the other Tony Moshe tikelem ches." There was one time that we had before that Moshe was masakin eight mishmores, ches mishmores mishneim. Tanan ko imno kevosei. Nay hold like him. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Tano rabo. Arbo mishmores olu min agoilo. That means there were 24 mishmores, and we said that were, they were in the Shasid to Shmuel and David. That was by the first bias. Now, by the second bias, the Levim were not interested in being oilat to Eretz Yisrael. Who was oilat to Eretz Yisrael? Arbo mishmores olim in agoyla. The Elohim, Yedaya, Chorim, Paschu, the Imer. These were four mishmores that went up, and the rest, the 20, remained in Bobo. Rashi, Olu min ha-goyla, v'bayi sheini, v'ashalo yolu. They didn't go up. Harbei me Yisroel nishtayru leirotzu lalois. A lot of them didn't want to remain in Bobo. Pashcher ve'imer miboili, so now Rashi is a kasha. The Pashchu, Pashchu, this is which was the one that went up on the, by the Bayesheni, like Siv Gabi Chov Dalet Mishmores. So Rashi Sakash, we're saying four of the 24 went up. So it should come out that this Pashchu should have been by the Chov Dalet Mishmores, by the Bayes Rishon. So Rashi says we don't find Pashchu by the Bayes Rishon. So let us see the Bach for 1 minute. The Tabach, Perish, Ama'ayim B'divra Yayomim, the Kachoshev, Chod Dalad Mishmores, V'yotza Goylo, Rishon Layoriv, L'Yedayo, Asheni, Vuleika Choshev Paschal. The 24 Mishmos is not Paschal. And here it says that 4 of the 24 went up and 1 of the 4 is Paschal. That's Rashi's Kash. So the Bach wants to say, and he's Daiti Yesh Letarez, the Kivin, the Be'ezra Aleph Beis, Kosu, Ho'oilim and Akanim, Ho'yu Arba Mishmos. The Pasuk says that 4 of Mishmos did go up. The Kochoshi Paschal, so here we have a problem. Shaminin, the Chode Michavdalad Mishmos, Ho'yu Lo'oichem Acher. So Kochoch, this Paschal, had a different Shem, but by the bias region, but it's the same Mishmo, because the Pasuk says Klo, that 4 Mishmos did go up. So Kochoch, there was 2 names for Paschal. Inami nishtan ishmom l'shem ha'shok d'ber shashi b'chumish b'seid ha'pinchas etzal mishpachay sashvotim ha'kaponim b'red a different name was nishtan ha'kaponim Paschal is one of the 24 bote mishmo that were by the bayis rish now, but by the bayis sheni 20 decided to remain in Bovel and 4 mishmoris went up to the bayis sheni. Omdu neviim shebineye. So now the neviim saw, andre mishmores bleiben in Babel. Okay, we'll show you. Omdu neviim shebineyem v'cholkum. So they made out of these 4 v'hemidum al esrim varbo, that they made 24 mishmores out of these 4 mishmores that went up. They divided up each mishmor in 6 chalok. Bolalum. They made 24 piskois. That means in each mishmo, there were different mishmoches there, so they made out of each mishmo 6 mishmoches. Bolalum, they mixed it up, they wrote down the names. Venosnum bekalfi, and they put it into a kalfi, into a keli, that they mixed it up. Bo yedaye, now yedaye, was the first one. V'notal chelkoi, so there was Yedaya and 5 other mishpoches from his mishpoche, from his beisot. So v'notal chelkoi, that was beruach hakodesh. The first one he took out was Yedaya. So Yedaya is the first week. V'chelek chaveirov, and then he took out, this is a beruach hakodesh, there were 24 piskois, but he took out from his beisot, he took out another 5, and that was the Seder already. So we knew the Seder of the Mishmores were that in Mishpah, and the Beisov of Yedaya, so there was Yedaya plus 5 other Mishpoches in his Beisov. Bochorim, v'notel chelkei, v'chelkei chavei rab sheish. So he ended up with sheish. V'chein paschul, v'chein imer. Period. So that was 1 takot. So now we have here 24 mishmores made out of these 4 mishmores who were oyla. V'chein hisnun nevi'im shebineim, and then he made another takot. Shafilu yohayoriv roish mishmeres oyla. Hafilu yohayoriv will come up, will decide later to come up. Lo yitche yedaya mim koimoy, but he won't push away yedaya. Ela Yedaya Iker via Yoriv Tofula. Yoriv, I feel he will come up, will be a Tof. Let us see Rashi. V'cholkum l'chov dalet. So they divided these 4 mishmores into 24 halokim. V'kosvu kinui shel kol echod v'echod v'chelik. Yeah. Bolulum, they mixed it up with Noslim b'kalfi. Kosvu al chov dalet chatiches klaf. Roshei Mishmores, the Roshei Mishmores, Shecholku Me'oison Dalet, from these 4 Mishmores, they divided up now into 24 Mishmores. Bo Yedaya, Mishmore Shayedaya, Bo Echod Mehem, Benotel Chelkai. He took his Chelik, so Yedaya was first. Bechelik Hechek Tiches Klav Tavelu Sheish. The one that came up first, that was the first week. And so that was the Seder. V'kach hisnu, and then they made another tonight. Shavilu yahayorit, shahoyo b'migdash rishayin lemishmores, that means Yoyoriv in the first bias, he was the Rishon of the Mishmoros, that he'll decide to come up. Lo yitche yedayin. He won't be doiche yedayin. Hoyl mitchila lo yola Yoyoriv. Since Yoyoriv did not come up first, he won't be matche yedayin. Ele kol mishmoros hanasis mi yedayin, koid mislavoyde li Yoyoriv. That means the mishmaris of Yedaya, we had made about six mishmaris, these are the first 6 weeks. So there, before Yehoyorim. V'yoyorim bo v'oivim achreim. So now Rashi says, what does that mean? B'mokim mishmar echot, v'shisha di Yedaya oisin oison hei, shlelaharbois b'mishmaris. So Rashi says that there was another knas. There was a knas now. He says those that were oile, number one, they gained that there'll be, that each mishmo became six mishmores. And another thing they gained, that Fulu Yehoyoriv will decide to come. So Yehoyoriv will become the sixth mishmo, and from the sixth of Yedaya, they'll become five. That's how Rashi learns. And that's he learns Pshat, Ela Yedaya Ichav Yoyoriv Tofoloi. So Rashi learns Tofoloi, Mishtam will be the last of the six Meshmores. The Gvura Sari, he has a Psraeus from the Gemara Nitazoi. The Gvura Sari wants to say that Pshat Tofoloi means that he'll never be the Be'emesin, there were only four Mishmores. There was the Yedaya, and the four Mishmores, Yedaya, Charim, Pashchan, Imo, these were the four Mishmores. And in each Mishmer had six Chalokim. If Yoyoriv will come up, so he'll combine with one of these six Mishmores. But not that he is a Mishmo b'fnei Atzmai of Yoyoriv. There's no such mishma anymore of Yehoyoriv. That's what he wants to say. Because he asks Akash, he says, I need, he says, what'll happen if all 20 are going to come up? So if all 20 are going to come up, so Lamaise, so then these four, the way Rashi says, Pshat, so these four Lamaise will have only four mishmores again, the 20 will have 20. So it seems that Slonim didn't lose too much. That's, I mean, they made a knas on them. What's a knas? Well, come later. The only thing, the chaparayim could be the first four will be first. The first 4 weeks will be these four, and then we'll strip up the others. But, so therefore he wants to say, the Gvosari wants to say that, no, Tofu life, they lost. That means there'll never be a Mishmar of Yoyoriv anymore. There's only four Mishmaris which we divided into six Chalokim. And they're a tuffle to that mishma. Zok the Gemara writer, the Yisroel shall be oisei mishma, miskansin boreyim v'koyrim b'maise bereshis. Now we had in the Mishnah spoke about the mamodes. The Mishnah says as follows. Al kol mishmo mishmo hayamayim mit Yerushalayim shel kahanim shel levim shel Yisraelim. That's one thing. There was a maimed in Yerushalayim, or the made up of kahanim levim Yisraelim, or together with the kahanim and the levim. Then higiyas mana mishmo lales kahanim levim oylem Yerushalayim. The kahanim from all over Eretz Yisrael went up to Yerushalayim. The Yisroel shaboy say mishmo that were chutz Yerushalayim. Miskansim loreyem v'koyrin b'maisa bereishis. And they were koyrin b'maisa bereishis. Zok de gemore menohani mili. Omar Rav Yaakov bar Acher Omar Rav Asi. Dulmolei mamodois, if it wouldn't be for the kolbonis, lei niskaimu shamayim v'oretz. We'll see soon why. Shenema v'yoyma Hashem olekim, Bama Eidok Yerushalayim. אברהם אבינו אס לבן שמעיד הכיר השם. אומר אברהם רבינו שלילה, שמו ישראל חייתם לפונך, את איסלם כדי רמה ולכדי רפלוגת. זה ממהל בת כנבי. אומר לא, ישראל רבן שמתותם לב. אומר לי רפונך רבינו שלילה, מדייני במהיר השם, what can I be secure about this? אומר לי כחולי אגלו משולשס ואיז משולשס. Right, so that's going to ensure that Klai Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, will never be bullied, they clear. Omer lefonov Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Tinach bizman shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, bizman shein beis HaMikdash Kayim, ma tehei aleihem. So what's going to be then? Omer lei kvar tikanti lehem seder korbanos. Bizman shekoyrin behem lefonai, מעלה אני עליהם כאילו הקריבו לפוני, אני מייחל להם על כל אבי נעשיהם. אומר את זה קלושן, בקריאס הקבונס, אני מייחל להם על כל אבי נעשיהם. נעלה רסי רשי. רשי, אומר רב אסי, לפי שילמולי מעמודס, איסקי קבונס, שישראל אויסן הן, are you calling Bechetta? Umishahain calling, if it wouldn't be from the Iski Karbonis, so they'd be calling Bechetta. Umishahain calling, Shemayim Va'oretz, Ha'oindim B'schuson, Ein B'skayim, so there wouldn't be Shemayim Va'oretz either. Ka'anshe Deramabu, Shemachashain calling, Ein Ha'ilam B'skayim. Va'oyo shal Iski Karbin, Ha'ilam Ha'imeitz, since the world exists. Because this guy Kolben, the Kakeirin Anshe Maimit Boreim, the Maise Bereishis. So that's where the Kere be Maise Bereishis. Now, Lechere, we have to understand the, Lechere, there's one link missing here. The Mishnah says that the Anshei Maimed, which were out of Yerushalayim, Miskansin Boreim Vekeirim B'Maisa Bereish. So the Shaila was, why do they have to learn Rikimperai Maisa Bereish stuff? So the Gemara answers, because if it wouldn't be for the Kabbonis, the whole Maisa Bereish will become bottled. The Shemayim Ba'ot will become bottled. So Memele, so since the Shchus of the Kabbonis, Vahoyo shaliske kolben ha'oyla moimit, v'kach koirin anshei maimit barei maise bereishis. So, but what shaykhis does this have to the kolbonis? There's a link missing over here. The schus of the kolbonis, the oyla miskayim. Fine, so they're speaking about the kiyam ha'oyla, but we had a whole cheshbin over here. We had a cheshbin that the schus, what shaykhis do they have with the schus of the korbanis? So Rashi said in the Mishnah, Vashar hoyu miskansin loreyem, umispalulin al korban acheim sheyiskabul berotzen, umisanim. So Rashi says they were mispalul on the korbanis. So it seems that the success of the korbanis, they had a yad in the success of the korbanis, they were mispalul for the korbanis. So the Mele, so they were misaviv the kiyum akabonis, and so and the kiyum akabonis is misaviv kiyum oilam. So therefore, they were kairei bereishis. Kairei could be that pshat in Rashi, but it's very interesting. The Rabbi Nachmanel says as follows, and then it stems very well with our Gemara. Let us look at the Ben Hananel. It is the next to the last line before the line starts getting wide. The last three words of that line. The Yisrael Shaba'isai Mishmo She'ein Yechoylem Lalois Lirushalayim, those who cannot be Lirushalayim, Miskapsim Boreyem וקוירן בעניין קורבנס בעניין מייסה בראשס ובטלו מן המלוכה כל איסי שבס
Kolom koinem bekabonis meise bereish, lande shmo ma modish mit skatzen, be koirlen is kein meise meise bereish. So man ris ye me vlele gut is mein vol tsloy samte. So da bin khanam so so mer dik zach, so this mamme stimmt so denn it flows with our gemore. That the mamodis was the make be parish that Avraham Avinu was mispalo, what will be when there won't be kabonis? And Rabbi Shem said, but the kriyas hakabonis is b'mokim the kabonis. So it seems that, I mean, according to Ben Chananel, it seems that was the haftocha achroine for kiyam o'ilam and for klal Yisrael, that this ensures kiyam o'ilam kriyas parshas hakabonis. Very interesting. The Gemara doesn't mention it, but, the Ben Chananel seems that it said in his Gemara. But then it's very good. The flow of the Gemara is very good that since the Kriyas of the Parshas ensures the Kiyam Olam, so these Mamodis were Kaira the Parshas HaKarbonis, and were also Kaira the Maisa Bereishis. Tano Rabbono. Now there's Kirsois over here, but the going and the Bach's Kirsa, I don't know if Rashi was going like that, but let's say the way the going Kirsa. Anshei Maimed, hoye mispalalim al kolben acheim shi is kabel barot. The Anshei Maimed were mispalal, so these were the Anshei Maimed in Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash. They were mispal al kolben acheim shi is kabel barot. Anshei Mishmo, this is going on those who were not oil Yerushalayim, miskansin lebeis haKnesset, v'yoyishmin dalet taniyos b'sheni b'shabes b'lish b'shlishi b'rvii b'chmishi, and they were mispalu b'sheni al yerdei hayom, b'shlishi al hilchei midboris, b'rvii al askere shalei tipa lala tinoikis, b'chmishi, al ubreis emenikis, ubreis leyapilu, menikis enikos b'nei. Uberev Shabbos loyhoyu misanim ipnei kvoida Shabbos, kalvachoyme b'Shabbos at. Now let us see Rashi. Tanu Rabbono, kvarti kantilem, do we skip the Rashi, kozman shekoyim, heichi yalef lo lahai gimgum. I mean, so it says before that if there won't be kabonis, there'll be parshas hakabonis. So Rashi says, "Mechi yalef lo lahai." Where do we see this in the parsha from the Bris Ben Absorim? Tana Rabba, Anshei Mishma. Rashi was gives Anshei Mishma. Anshei Mishma mispalalim al kol ben achayim tmidim shebechol yoyim. Anshei Mishma. Nachmal Anshei Mishma. This is Taka Anshei Mishmer, what's the base? Anshei Mishmer Shohoyu Birishalayim. Anshei Maimed. These Korash Anshei Oysen Chavdalet Shohoyu Biyoreya. Anshei Mishmer Shohoyu Birishalayim. This is the Farashi says to the first one is going those ways, Shalayim. Anshei Maimed Shohoyu Oysen Chavdalet Shohoyu Biyoreya. So they, see, Bechlal doesn't say they were mispalul on the kabonis is kabul barotzen. The Rashi, the Mishnah says they were mispalul on that. B'sheini al yerdei hayom. D'chsiv b'sheini yirekia b'seich hamay. So memele, so the inyan of avdolav and maimel yoyne, there should be a yam, that came about b'sheini. So on that day when the Yam was created, so we mispalo that the Hilche Yamim should be Genizik. Bishlishi al Hilche Vidboris, the Chsiv Viseiroe Hayaboshe, the Hiruyo Yaboshe lo Hilcheho. Amish Arabi Shetaych, we say, Ru'a Yaboshe, as the Yaboshe Zozain, Ru'uya Lehilcheo, Shlo Yezuku Mibnei Chayis Rois. That's we say, Ru'a Yaboshe. So they were mispalul on that. Elche Midbori should be Genizik. Burvi ala Askere, Shaboy Nitlo Hama Oires. Chsive Yehim Ba'oirois Me'eiras Chsiv. Others say that the Me'eire, the Me'eire, that what Nebuch, the Yom Revi, is Olo for Makis Askere, because Makis Askere comes because of Loshen Hore, and the Labona was Mekatrik then on the Chama, that there can be two the Kush, which are Shavim, so Memele, so that was like the first Loshen Hore, so Memele, so that day is Mesugal for Asker Rachman, it's one of Me'eras Ksiv. Weil Ubra ist der Ksiv bei Yishre zu Amayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaye, that's where he and the Ubra is, and the Menika is, Sagt die Gemara weiter, so now we know that he did not fast Erev Shabbos, Lekovit Shabbos, Lekoshken Shabbos. The Echad B'Shabbos my time aloy. Why didn't they fast on the Echad B'Shabbos? On Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei ha-Noitzrim. These Noitzrim were goyim, mipnei ha-Noitzrim, she-oisim oisa yontev shalohem. And here it says, ne-yakir, by the Noitzrim, it's a yontiv, echad b'shabbat, v'chi chozo de mis'anim b'yoyim chagom osi lidei sakonim. So it'll be a sakonim. The Bein Gershom says, nei ha-noitzrim l'fi sh'yoyim chag, nei yoyim sh'chag l'fshem b'echad b'shabbat, v'yoy yisrael mis'anim ho yekoyasim. That's what say sakonim, it was koyasim. Also wasn't too comfortable. Other Mephoshim asked, L'chayre, this Seder of Chav Dal Mishmoros was the Bayis Rishon already. But the Bayis Rishon, L'chayre, they weren't afraid of the Neitzrim. So the Seder of fasting, the whole thing already was by the Bayis Rishon. So why are they afraid of the Neitzrim? Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar b'bnei shu shlishi liyitzire, Ishlokish Omar Midnay Nishama Yisairat. Omar Ishlokish, Nishama Yisairat Nitna Boy Ba'odam Be'erev Shabbos, Ba'moitzoi Shabbos, Noitl Noisa Mimenu, Shonema Shabbos, Shovas Vayinofash, Kivin She Shovas, Vay Ovdo Nefesh. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi, Shlishi Li Yitzire, this is the third day after Yitzir, Dodam Nivra B'yem Shishi, every third day, Avi Cholosh, Kedavsiva Ibeyem Eshlishi, Beyesem Koyavim. Neshama Yisere, Shenoitlam Oisem Imenu, Avi Cholosh. Neshama Yisere, Shemachivim Daitoi, Lachila Eshtiye in Shabbos, Kivin Sheshova, Shenoch, Veshomaresa Shabbos, Vai of the Nefesh, Vai Nofash, Dorish Benetrikim, Vai Nefesh. So that's three reasons why Be'echad B'Shabbos they didn't fast. Look to Gemara weiter. B'yoyim ha-rishayin b'reishis b'hi-rokiya. That they learned these two parshis, b'reishis b'hi-rokiya. Tona, b'reishis b'shnayim. Two people were oile by b'reishis. Hi-rokiya b'echad. So the Gemara says, b'shlayim hi-rokiya b'echad lo se'psuki habit. There were three psukim in Yirokiya, so one could be Oila, Bereishis, Bishnayim, how could it be two? Parshas Bereishis, hey psukim have ye, there's only five psukim, Bishanya, we learned, Hakere, Betera, Yifreis, Migimel psukim, so you need six psukim. So here we are, Machloikis, Rav and Shmu, Rav Omar Doileg, that the second Oileg is Medalik, goes back a posuk before, means the first oila said three, and then the second oila is medalit to a previous posik, but the first oila already said, and he also says three. Shmuel omar posik, and Shmuel says no, that they divide the third posik in half, so each one says two and a half, so two and a half is equivalent to three. It's each one had two and a half. Rav Doma Doilig, my time in Leoma Paisi, Kosovol, Kopsukid, Le Poske Moisha, Na Le Paskinale. We don't divide a Posek in the middle. ושמואל אומר פויסק ומי פוסקינה, אבל הוא ידען, הוא ידען, הוא ידען, הוא ידען פוסק in the middle, ואומר רב חנינה קארו, אני הוא איזה בעל מקרי, בעל קוירה, צער גודל היו לי עצר רב חנינה גודל, והיפה לי לפסק אלו לתינקה של בישרבן, היו לי סלאמי דסוי. ומין סי, קום קום את כפויל פרב חנינה גודל, that they gave him permission to be mafsik in the middle of a posik, but when he was learning with Tanaikis, the Tanaikis could not comprehend at one time the whole posik, so he had to divide up the posik for the Tanaikis. Oh, well, that's Tamazai for Tanaikis, they were mafsik. Oh, but how could you be mafsik here to be koire half of a posik? Shmuel, or some time in my mission, Layevsha, Ochinami Layevsha. Let us see Rashi the while. Rashi says, Bereshis Bishnayim, Koyin, Velevi, Koyrin, Bereshis. That is the Yom Tainis, everyone is Moichit, because it's happy Yom Tainis, Sunday they didn't fast. Plus a psuki habit, so most of the mishloi mihila kiye, it's good, that's one that's oile, the sagi bulachad gavre. But here in Bereshis, how could you do it? Rav omar doilik, orishin kairish loish psuki. Vasheini masril beposik shesayim boi harishin. Yeah, vasheini masril beposik shesayim boi harishin. He starts with that posik, vashnayim, imoy, and then he says to mo, are shloisha. Vishum ein mishayim bepar, shapoch is mishloisha psukim leke, vishum doyevsha. Here the first kaire left over to psukim before the end of the parsha, but it's the oitza. Posik, mafsik a posik lishnayim. Rishin kaire shnei psukim vachatzi. The Levi Mashlim Chatzi Oisei Aposuk Shekora Akoyin Im Shnayim Anisorim. Each one lines 2 and 8. Abchanina Karo Shoye Baal Mikro The Yoido Begir Saboki B'taymel And he Kepoyel Tzar Godol Harbe Torachti V'chazarti Olof Sheyateli She'll give me a heter Livsek Aposuk L'shnayim וצריך עתינקה שלנדם, לפי שאין להם יחלם לקרי פוסק כולה. So my Melech and the Gemara says, הלכינמי לא יאפשר גבי ספר תרית, אולסו לא יאפשר. תאים להם שם לא יאפשר, הלכינמי לא יאפשר.